Our Father, who art in heaven.
Vater unser, der du bist im Himmel.
Behütet du allgorn sinun nimesi.
Venha o teu reino.
Bude volha tua.
Que ta volonté soit faite, sur la terre comme au ciel.
Give us this day our daily bread.
E odpusti nam duge naše.
Nonni nudia ke kem denin. Kusenfen.
Führe uns nicht in Versuchung.
Mas livra-nos do mal.
Vim ilindra tio.
For thine is the kingdom.
Sila sinun on valtakunta.
E slava e moch.
Und die Kraft.
Para sempre. Amen.
The Lord's Prayer is Christianity's universal prayer. But why? What's in it that makes it so special? Find out now with Pastor Kurt Van Fossen.
Welcome back to this radio series on the Lord's Prayer. I'm Kurt Van Fossen. I am pastor at St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Ruislip, West London, where we hold services with Holy Communion every Sunday at 11 in the morning. Before the service, at 9:45, we have adult Bible study and Sunday school for children aged 3 and above. We also have Bible studies throughout the week, and you're more than welcome to join us for any of these activities. For more information and contact details, find us on the ELCE's webpage at lutheran.co.uk. Having just focused last week on the fourth petition of the Lord's Prayer, where we ask God for daily bread, we now pray for God's forgiveness, which is the key to this prayer and life as God's people, the forgiveness of sins. Since this prayer is intended by our Lord to be a daily prayer, this means we daily pray for God to forgive us our trespasses, our sins. And this is no understatement. If we know through God's law how He intends us to live, especially when it comes to trusting in Him, we see how miserably we fail to follow His will for our lives. Even when we know and believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior, a part of us still continues to worry, to not trust in God's power, His love and promises, which is sin. Now, sin is a topic which I don't think any of us like to dwell on. Knowing that and feeling the same way myself may cause me as a pastor to not be so much of a fire and brimstone preacher. Now, this may sit well with most church members, but not with God. God has not called me to relieve your fear of His judgment against your sins by leading you to believe that sin in some cases is somehow permissible or not that big of a deal. Even the sin of worrying. Remember, to worry about the future means that you don't trust in God and His promises. To not trust in God and His promises is to reject Jesus Christ as your Savior. This means that we all, by our sinful worrying alone, are worthy of nothing but God's eternal judgment, for the wages of sin is death. Listen now to the first part of Luther's meaning to the fifth petition of the Lord's Prayer, which emphasizes our unworthiness. The fifth petition says, "And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us." Luther writes, what does this mean? We pray in this petition that our Father in heaven would not look at our sins or deny our prayer because of them. We are neither worthy of the things for which we pray, nor have we deserved them. Remember at the time of Lazarus' death, when we're told in John chapter 11, verse 33, when Jesus saw Mary weeping, and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, He was deeply moved in His spirit and greatly troubled. These words, which say that Jesus was deeply moved, can be understood to mean that He was snorting with anger. Why? Because of our sins. The sin in Mary and in all the people who were seeking to comfort her. He is deeply moved by our sin. He is snorting with anger because of our sin. Because sin, whether they are big or small in our eyes, can potentially separate us eternally from God, who dearly loves us and doesn't want that to happen to anyone. Therefore, God's love for us sinners, deeply moved Him to become a man in Jesus Christ, so that He could take our sins upon Himself and fulfill His judgment against all sinners through his damning death on the cross. That's how serious each and every sin is. So serious that when they are placed on the only Son of God, even he was forsaken on the cross. But of course, it doesn't stop there. On the third day, our Lord rose from the dead in victory over our sins, death, and the devil. Jesus' death and resurrection as our Savior is the good news that he lives to give us each and every day, enabling us through that same good news to believe it. Through our God-given faith, we receive all that he promises, namely the forgiveness of sins, deliverance from death and the devil, and eternal salvation. This is the only way we can be set free from God's judgment of death, which we all deserve because of our sins. We are not free from God's judgment by ignoring or downplaying our sins, but only by repentance and faith in God's promise of forgiveness through Jesus' death and resurrection. We certainly don't deserve God's forgiveness by anything we do, since all we do is sin, but we receive God's forgiveness as a gracious gift. Thus, Luther, in his meaning, continues that even though we don't deserve God's forgiveness, yet we ask that he would give us that forgiveness by his grace, for we daily sin much and deserve nothing but punishment. Again, Luther reminds us that God's forgiveness, and thus our eternal salvation, is a free gift which he earned for us even before we knew we needed it. And not only while we were still sinners did Christ die for us, but while we were still sinful, helpless babies, Christ, through his holy word and the water of holy baptism, gave us all the benefits which he earned for us on the cross. So while the wages of sin is indeed death, the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The cross, and by extension, baptism, is where it all happens. It's where God puts us and our sins to death through Jesus' death and raises us to new and eternal life through Jesus' resurrection. As Paul said in Romans 6, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life." One of the benefits of our faith, and indeed a purpose of our lives as children of God, is that we are now channels of God's love and forgiveness for others, which is what the second part of the fifth petition of the Lord's Prayer focuses on. As we forgive those who trespass against us. Our ability to forgive others who have sinned against us comes from our God-given faith in God's forgiveness through Jesus Christ. If we believe that we daily sin much and deserve nothing but punishment, but also that because of God's love for us, the Son of God became a man in Jesus Christ so that he could pay for all of our sins and the sins of all people, and that through this good news, God works to give us faith in his forgiveness, thus making us children of God and heirs of eternal life. How could we not want to share this good news with all people, even those who have sinned against us in some way? For someone who has been freely forgiven of all their sins, to not forgive others or let them know of God's forgiveness through Jesus Christ is just plain evil. It would be like having an endless supply of an antidote for cancer and not sharing it with people dying of cancer. This is not the natural reaction of a believer in Jesus Christ, but the natural reaction of an unbeliever. It's sin. And as with all sin, God speaks words of condemnation against it, as he does in the verses following the Lord's Prayer. "If you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." These words condemn us all. So where does that leave us? For those who know and believe also in God's word of forgiveness in Jesus Christ, his words of judgment lead us in repentance and faith to pray for God to forgive us our trespasses and to His Word and Sacrament as often as possible, to hear and receive God's word of forgiveness through the words of absolution. I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And also through His body and blood, in, with, and under the bread and wine of Holy Communion, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. These words give us what they promise, the forgiveness of sins. God's word also works in us and through us to forgive those who trespass against us. In Jesus' name. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. I'm Kurt Van Fossen, pastor at St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Ruislip. Find us on lutheran.co.uk. If you have any questions or comments on this series, please send an email to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. We would love to hear from you. We'll be back this time next week. In the meantime, check our program online and stay tuned. Goodbye for now, and God bless.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK. If you like what you're listening to, then let your contacts know about Lutheran Radio UK. Use the spread the word function on our website, lutheranradio.co.uk, and tell your friends on Facebook and Twitter. Alternatively, you can write the emails of your contacts in the Tell a Friend field at the bottom of our main page, and we'll send them a personalized invitation to listen. Help us to proclaim the good news of Christ by telling others about Lutheran Radio UK. And don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, and we will keep you right up to date about our programs.